Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jim in Greenville. Good morning, Jim.
Hi, good morning. I'm one of the Marines that was off Iran. I texted you last week about this in 1980. The Iranians, you mentioned first thing in the program that America has forgotten who these people are. The Iranians overthrew the Shah. Jimmy Carter refused to support the Shah. They blamed the United States for this. Communist agents with the, I forgot the name of the organization, they worked alongside those who were with the line of the Imam Khomeini in overthrowing the government. Khomeini then murdered everybody who was not a Muslim. He killed over 150,000 people his first year. The creation of that type of an organization led to the overthrow of our embassy, the holding of our people for 444 days, Khomeini then created Hezbollah in the madrasas in Iraq. They then blew up the American embassy in Beirut. They blew up the French embassy in Beirut. They blew up the Marine barracks in Beirut. They have started and worked directly with the Syrians in the civil war in Beirut. They have blown up embassies in South America. They have moved Hezbollah training camps into South America and Venezuela. They are the ones most recently responsible for building the copper fluid IED bombs, where they explode the copper as a part of the IED to create a molten liquid that will melt right through the armor. And this is one of the things that has murdered American troops. This is one of the greatest terrorist regimes the world has ever known. And the willing accomplices in the media have been constantly bashing us, saying it's our fault that these people try to kill us for imagined slights that happened over the years. It really had nothing to do with the United States.
And so you're, Jim, that was a brilliant recap. But and you're talking about, you know, kind of what I said opening the show is this: the media is acting like, you know, Iran's not been a big deal until Donald Trump was president. Now they're off the chain and wow, they were just fine before. And what you just laid out, they were not fine before.
Well, there was a lot of sympathy for Iran. They've been walked over by everybody. They've been invaded by the Russians. They've been invaded by the Iraqis and the Syrians, and a little bit from the Afghanistan and Pakistan side. But the thing is the thing that's really stuck in everybody's craw is they claim the CIA is responsible for the overthrow of Mossadegh. That was a British operation in order to keep British petroleum alive. And the CIA only played a part in spreading disinformation and in helping to stuff the ballot boxes. It is also a myth that it was only the CIA and the British intelligence agencies that did that, because Mossadegh's people were stuffing the ballot boxes against the Shah. This was a two-way street, isn't this? And we needed to keep the Soviets at bay, and that's why our CIA worked with British intelligence doing that. Now, it wasn't a very nice thing to do, but that's the type of world that you live in when you're in the intelligence agencies. Well, this has been overblown, and because of the left-wing influence of our media, they've done nothing but concentrate on that instead of the reasons why. And there's a lot of things you can get into. They can say that the Shah has killed, I think, as many, the highest number I've heard is 30,000 through Savak, his private agency there, his own private security police. Well, Khomeini has killed over 1 million, and that was just in his first 20 years. And now we have a government that literally will take a gay person, whether they are genuinely gay or accused, and hang them from a crane. They will whip women for not wearing a hijab. They will beat you if you don't submit to the Sharia law that these people have created. And our darling media think that we're the aggressors in all this. It makes no sense.
Wow. Jim, you have just put it in better terms than I ever could have in this segment. In fact, producer Chris, let's pull that phone call. That's the best phone call I've gotten for a long time. But that's a great recap of just literally 30 years of Iran, the aggression. This is why they're a state sponsor of terror. I mean, it's the idea that Iran was totally under control. They were really awesome. Everything was going great until Donald J. Trump took office. I mean, just Not true. Thank you for your service, too, Jim, in the Marine Corps. Appreciate that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.